Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. I couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we had a wild Game 7 victory last night for the Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91. I say wild because of what happened early on with Tyrese Haliburton. After a hot shooting start, went out of the game with what appears to be an Achilles injury. Now, that changed the game for a lot of folks, including the Indiana Pacers. This is Obi Toppin after the game last night, talking about the effect it had on Indiana.
We need a tie out there. He's been good for us all year. And for him to go down, getting a game like that, it's like it sucked the soul out of us. I ain't going to say out of everybody, but I don't feel like I played good because I was thinking about it the whole day and I felt like it was my fault.
I mean, is this one of the most impactful like Game 7 injuries we've ever seen, not just for short term, but the long term future?
He's right. He sucked. TJ McConnell's the only one that tried that in the second half on that whole team. that's a big excuse from him of why they sucked. Oh, because Haliburton was hurt. Like, no, you sucked at basketball last night, and there's a reason why you've been on a couple teams now.
Wow.
Yes. Coming in hot.
I never thought I'd hear that out of you over there. Fine. I'm sorry.
It's finally time someone took
the
top.
Who was it earlier in the playoffs you said was making excuses? Was that Max Strus you got really angry at?
Yes.
Same energy right now. This is fascinating. I was getting frustrated by the amount of mid-rangers he was hitting last night. He's what Ty Jerome, we want him to be in the playoffs.
You notice this. Owen hates excuses, and I think that's part of the reason he hates me so much. Because I make excuses for everybody.
You're a huge excuse guy, and I hate him.
Yeah. Fair. Fair reason why you hate me. Jason, your thoughts.
This is finally coming out.
Your thoughts on all of it.
I actually thought that the Pacers could use the Haliburton thing as motivation. And like when the video leaked of the Thunder double-decker buses getting out, did you see that? The champions, they had the parade all ready to go. And then I'm like, oh, man, this ain't good. These aren't good signs. But, you know, to your point about, is the biggest Game 7 injury. Yeah, I mean, the Kevin Durant thing is the biggest one that I can recall, but that was not Game 7. Hmm. So if you want to narrow it down to Game 7, yeah, it's the biggest Game 7 injury that I can recall. But the Durant thing, because of his stature at the time in the league, obviously he was bigger than where Hallie is even now. That felt like a landscape shifter.
Is Tyrese Haliburton a big enough name that you can call him Hallie now?
I just did.
I know. It's
there's a nickname that everyone wants to call him, but none of the networks want him to.
You gonna say that on the radio?
Can I say it on the radio? I don't know if I can.
I don't know where you're going with
it. I don't think you should.
They're calling him the moment. That's the PC name.
Oh, that's what they're calling him?
That's what they the networks are calling
him. Okay. Then that's certainly one you can call.
If there's a nickname you want to know that we can't say on the air, just be sure to look it up as soon as you possibly can.
There's one all over the internet going around right now that I certainly don't want you using on the radio.
I haven't even seen it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you off the air. it's up to them to go find it themselves.
All right. Well, I'm happy you brought up Kevin Durant because that was the other big story in the NBA yesterday, being traded to the Houston Rockets for Dylan Brooks, as well as Jalen Green, a 10th overall pick this year, and 5 second-round picks. This is Kevin Durant talking about the year and a half he and Phoenix had together.
They wanted me to go, so it's like, I'm glad we both, you know, they got what they wanted, and I got what I wanted. So we can move on, and good luck to them going forward. And I always remember my time there, but we on something else.
A year and a half ago, Durant was traded from the Nets for 2 players and 4 first-round picks. So quite a haul that the Suns get back in return for the 37-year-old.
I don't think Kevin Durant cares about any of this stuff, but I think he's kind of spiked his own legacy. He's been with so many teams. Like, I think he's kind of spiked it. Like, LeBron, it's like, okay, LeBron's been with a few teams, but LeBron's won championships and has been the reason they won championships with all those teams. It's like he kind of gets, Durant gets lost.
I agree.
You do agree.
I do agree.
And that generation of player, yeah.
He's up to 5. I think this is 5 teams now.
Yeah.
OKC, Seattle's one.
Yeah.
OKC, Seattle's one. Golden State, three, four,
Brooklyn,
five. Houston's Phoenix,
five.
And now Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. He's spiked his own legacy. Like, I think 20 years from now, he becomes one of those guys where it's like, yeah, you know LeBron, you know Steph.
What jersey? I guess you remember him in a Warriors jersey because that's where he won championships. But what jersey?
I don't know. Mm. I think he's one of those guys where it's like, I respect his game and I know he's a tremendous player. He's a 1%.
Phenomenal.
But I think in 20 years, he's one of the guys who go, oh, yeah, also Kevin Durant.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Kevin Durant was a really great player, but he's marginalized himself.
I had that conversation with LeBron his last year in Cleveland. I remember we were in Dallas, and I said, how many is too many? How many teams is too many teams? Because we kind of figured out that he was probably leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And
why didn't you say anything?
We did.
Oh.
And
giving us a warning.
I kind of did.
Didn't want to believe you.
But anyway, so he had said, like, flippantly, he said, you know, I don't know about like 4, 5, and 6. You get to that many teams. But like he said, when he saw Michael playing another jersey, he knew nothing lasts forever and anything's possible. And he did not think 3 was an absurd amount of teams.
That's what's the most fascinating thing is that Durant has gone on this like long trek, even longer than some of the other veterans who went to other teams and looked wrong playing for other teams. But his game hasn't really gotten worse. He's not doing the whole Hakeem Olajuwon in Toronto, the Patrick Ewing in Seattle or Orlando.
KD, like KD's numbers are like prime KD.
Maintaining, but it's just the fact that he's on so many teams now, and you're going to a Houston squad that's now, by the way, had all 3 of the original Oklahoma City Thunder Big 3 as their main franchise guy at this point.
It never seems to end well with Kevin.
No.
Enjoy while you got him.
It didn't even start that great either.
Enjoy him while you got him, because it always seems to end in a lot of he said, finger pointing.
I don't get mad about him torpedoing teams or anything like that. I don't know if he did. Like, James Harden, I think, torpedoes basketball teams. I don't think he does it in that sense.
No.
I've come to appreciate him more as just like, hey, he's a great player, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. Clearly, you see by his Twitter.
Oh, clearly he does think what people care about him.
Why?
Because he's all over Twitter and arguing with people.
I think he's just a sociopath, and I don't think he cares. I think he truly doesn't care.
I think he finds
the nastiest thing he can find and makes fun of it. I don't think he cares.
I think he cares.
You think he cares what you would say about him or I would say about him?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I'm surprised by that, but continue.
That's all right. Going from basketball to baseball yesterday, Cleveland Guardians finishing their road trip victorious over the Sacletics 3-0 as Stephen Vogt
talked. The Sacletics.
I mean, they play in Sacramento. They are the Athletics, even though they have Las Vegas off the patch.
The Athletics who are currently playing in Sacramento.
Stephen Vogt yesterday talking about how his feelings went about this road trip.
Extremely happy. Obviously, we would have liked to have played better in Seattle and have taken one of those. But you come on a West Coast trip playing against these three teams and you come out of it with two series W's. That's a successful trip. Obviously, we need to get better. We need to keep winning games. We need to keep working. But we got a long way to go. But I couldn't be more proud of the way our group was resilient down the stretch here on this last bit of the West Coast trip.
Slade Ciccone is starting to make this Josh Naylor trade seem very worth it to me.
Yes, so far he is. He has been a very nice, bright spot. And now I put him in the same category. Bybee, okay, Williams. I know that Luis Ortiz has been up and down.
When he's good, he's great.
I think they got something there with Luis Ortiz. Slade Ciccone, and then like Logan Allen, will figure him out at some point. But I got those four. Again, my goals have shifted for this year. I don't think that they're a postseason team per se, but man, if I come out of this season, and considering that they with the restraints that they've had to put themselves under when it comes to salary, I know. But if they come out of this season and I think that I got hope for all four of those guys, it's at different levels. But if I got hope for all four of those guys, I'm not laughing, but I'm feeling better about 2026 and beyond. Am I not, Jason?
You know how hard it is to find starting pitching at an affordable level in baseball? If they just created two starters for Andrés Giménez and 1 year of Josh Naylor for a Giménez contract that is looking more and more like an anchor as every day passes, like last offseason was their last chance to get out of that without having to eat some money or attach assets to it. They got out at the last possible moment.
Yep.
And to not only get off the money, and I don't want to do victory laps for saving an owner money, but hopefully they reinvest that elsewhere. And you saw where with the Bybee extension, whatever else. But I'm just saying to get out of that money, and Naylor's having a great year in Arizona. So let's not act like they didn't lose anything. But they created an asset for Naylor. Replaced it at a somewhat level in Santana, although I wish they would move Santana, actually. I think we're at that point. And now create another asset for that. But the larger picture...
Well, where the hell are we going to put him?
Who?
Santana.
I said trade him.
On a different team?
Right. To who? For what? Anybody for something?
I mean, you're going to get another prospect.
Okay, fair enough.
Hell of a trade.
But to create two starting pitchers, the larger point in all this, to create two starting pitchers at an affordable rate with controllable years in front of them like that is really, really, really hard to do.
That's it for About Last Night.
Well, wonderful as always.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.